When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
It is 7:51 on the morning news. My name is Susie Jones, and it is the time of year that we watch a lot of holiday specials. We watch a lot of movies. New movies are out left and right, lots to see. And as always, Matt Rausch, TV Insider, joins us online to talk about what's coming up on Tuesday on Amazon Prime. Aaron Sorkin writes and directs a behind-the-scenes look at Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz on a busy week where she is being accused of being communist. And Matt Rausch, tell us more about that. Did that really happen?
Yeah, it really did happen. Actually, I look back at a really old TV Guide report about this happening, and we had reporters on the scene back then in the day. But this is a bit fanciful because they also fold in the fact that this would be the same week when Lucy announces to her network and sponsors that she's pregnant and intends to have Lucy Ricardo be pregnant on TV. And back then in the early 50s, that was a no-no. No one had ever done that before. So the movie is called Being the Ricardos, and it's been in movie theaters briefly, but now it's going to be streaming as of Tuesday on Prime Video on the Amazon streamer. And so, this is what's happening with a lot of films, is they have a very short theatrical window anymore to qualify for Oscar consideration, and then they land on the streamers. So this month has been a real bonanza. Earlier in the month, we had this grim Western called The Power of the Dog with Benedict Cumberbatch, and that's on Netflix. But this one, I think, is a little bit more fun. And like I said, what happened is that early in her youth, she signed some card because somebody in her family was a socialist or something, and it came back to bite her during the Red Scare. Walter Winchell announced it on the radio that Lucille Ball, the most famous redhead on television, was actually a red. And so, of course, all this denial was happening this week, and Aaron Sorkin, in this sort of more dramatized version of it all, folds in this also conflict with the sponsors and everything over her pregnancy. So, and at the same time, there were a week of taping, so the movie plays out like every day as they're heading toward a taping of one of the classic episodes of I Love Lucy. So you're going behind the scenes with them, but also you have Nicole Kidman is playing Lucille Ball, which makes it interesting right there. Javier Bardem is Desi Arnaz, oozing charm, and also he's a great businessman. My favorite part of the movie is where Lucy is trying to work out a comic bit. She doesn't like her director, and this one piece isn't working, and she knows how to make it funny, and she just keeps working and working at it, and you just realize what a master of comedy she was, and why the show was so popular back in the day. Playing Ethel and Fred, Vivian Vance and William Frawley are J.K. Simmons and Nina Arianda, two really wonderful character actors, but J.K. Simmons, who's an Oscar winner, playing the guy who played Fred Mertz. I mean, this is just really great casting. So if you're a fan of I Love Lucy, and most people are, I think this is a really sort of fascinating look behind the scenes.
Is that on right now?
It drops Tuesday on Prime Video, so it'll be streaming as of tomorrow. But it's in some movie theaters now, but you'll be able to watch it at home if you have, you know, Amazon Prime.
All right, and let's talk about your favorite award show of the year, the CBS Kennedy Center Awards Honor, airing Wednesday.
It's always one of the great events of any given year. Last year, of course, it was done more virtually like everything else was, but now they're back doing it in the Opera House. So people have masks on, but you have a lot of glitterati all gathering to honor a really terrific group of honorees this year. You have the Saturday Night Live creator, Lorne Michaels. You have the Motown founder, Berry Gordy, the divine Bette Midler, the divine Miss M, and the sublime Joni Mitchell. You also, for classical fans, there's an opera singer in the mix, but in terms of the ones that most people know, you've got comedy for Saturday Night Live, you've got the Motown music for Berry Gordy, and all these people are going to show up to do either funny stuff or sing great Motown hits. Bette Midler's going to be serenaded, and of course she has an amazing career and just had a big career highlight playing Hello Dolly on Broadway a few years ago, and of course Joni Mitchell has a catalog of songs that is just remarkable, so they bring out people to perform for them. They don't perform, they just sit there and bask in the glory. So yeah, it is a wonderful entertainment show, and this year I think it's just extremely accessible because of the people who's being honored. So I'm looking forward to that. And for the first time in 4 years, the President and First Lady come into the audience because they're a bit more friendly to the arts than the last administration. So in that regards, it's sort of like old school week in Washington, D.C. It was taped earlier this month, and now we all get to see it on Wednesday on CBS.
That's fabulous. And then we have a couple minutes left, but I want to get to this. I'm really excited to see this. A big name movie will come to streaming as well called Don't Look Up. I saw the trailer and I just can't wait to see it.
No, it's really good. It has, like you said, it's an all-star movie. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence playing these astrophysicists who see a comet hurtling toward Earth. It's the end of the world, but does anybody notice? No. Not even the president, played by Meryl Streep, who's more concerned with her, you know, approval ratings or something. Cate Blanchett and Tyler Perry are these TV anchors who'd rather just keep it light and bubbly up until the very end of the world. So it's a satire for sure, played very broadly, but all these stars, and it really is. It's entertaining. It's as entertaining as the end of the world will ever be.
And it was funny, I heard Jennifer Lawrence talk about the fact that she's sort of an oddball character as being an astrophysicist with a nose ring in her nose, and she talked about, you know, it was just pasted on there for the film, and she kept swallowing it. It kept
bizarre. No, she plays it well, and she gets more and more frustrated because nobody's listening. Nobody seems to care. How can you actually, like, have an extinction event that nobody seems worried about?
Oh,
so
dear.
That's sort of the comedy of the film, and at the same time, it's kind of serious because some people do think the world is, you know, in really bad shape because of climate change. And so this movie is sort of taking a satirical look at that.
And looking ahead, we have 30 seconds left, the last week of 2021.
Yep, Disney Plus going to drop another Star Wars series, The Book of Boba Fett, all about the bounty hunter. And on New Year's Eve Day, you're going to get the new season of Cobra Kai, extending the Karate Kid franchise. So TV does not stop, even during the holidays.
And where can people find you, Matt?
TV Guide Magazine and TVInsider.com.
Wonderful to talk to you. Have a very happy holiday.
Oh, Susie, same to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Matt Rausch with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. Charlie Brown Christmas. Gotta love it.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. audiobooks included.
Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.